Welcome back. 1221 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy Friday to you. Joining me now, the one and only Tammy Bruce, radio talk show host, New York Times bestselling author, Fox News contributor, and a Washington Times columnist. Today's piece in the Washington Times is entitled, Eric Holder's Contempt for the American People. Wherever Team Obama is taking the nation, you don't want to go there. I love that. Very, very well done. Hi, Tammy.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, my pleasure. Eric Holder's performance at the House Judiciary Committee hearing was disgraceful at best, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is really shocking in now how we know that the Obama administration has no respect for the system or for the country, ultimately. But to have it be now so blatant in their contempt, and this is, of course, the interesting thing here, Eric Holder is guilty of contempt in the literal sense, and you could see it in how he related to the members of Congress and how he responded to the questions, that you have a sense here of a man, just like I think with the president himself and with everyone else in his cabinet, that views our internal structure as set up by the founders as a hindrance, as an insult, and as something akin to, you know, a piece of gum stuck on the bottom of their shoe. I mean, there's a reason why Eric Holder goes to Congress to testify, and that Congress doesn't go to him to report. It's because he's effectively subordinate to them. That is, this is the division of powers, the separation of powers, so that somebody like an Eric Holder doesn't think that he can do whatever he wants, but he's decided that that's just not okay with him, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do, and we're seeing the impact of that, of course, in this country.
Yeah, and you may recall that, you know, he's also claimed this past week that he and the president have, quote-unquote, vast amounts of discretion in enforcing federal laws, which, of course, is bogus.
Yeah, I mean, that is this is one of the, it's really at the core of what's wrong here, is that they're striking at the actual rule of law. They have so much contempt, both of them, and anything, look, Eric Holder's been the face of it, every idiotic situation we've faced in this country, and it's not that it's his idea. He really is representing the Obama representation of what the Democrat Party and liberals, as they exist now in this 21st century, and what they want for the country, which is not what the founders had in mind. But this is really about striking at the actual foundation of what makes things work here, like the rule of law. If you send a message to the citizen that laws are flexible, that whether it's with immigration or whether it's with drug laws, or that somehow no one really has to worry about the reality of the rule of law, it really begins to break down. And when the average person has to wonder what they would be charged with, or if they would be charged, and if other people get special dispensation and not face the same penalties they would, the only thing that holds the society together, Andy, of course, as you know, is the rule of law, which is the expectation that everyone's going to be treated the same. When the president's lead law guy, the attorney general, says, you know, laws, we can kind of decide what we want to apply and what we don't, that resonates, and not in a good way, and they intend it to not resonate in a good way. And in addition to just the visual of the attorney general effectively mocking members of Congress strikes at the notion of the issue of respect for this government, the issue of respect for people other than the gang that's in the White House.
Mm-hmm. You know, it just so happened I was speaking with the Kansas Secretary of State, Chris Kobach, not long after the rift between Gohmert and Holder. And Kobach is a real constitutional law professor, as opposed to the one we have in the White House. He said, honestly, he said he didn't believe Obama and Holder, he doesn't believe they're reading from the right document. They don't know the Constitution, which is pretty alarming.
Yeah, it is. And this we also have to consider, not only their own general malevolence to the country, but, you know, everyone says how smart Obama is. Really? I mean, I'm still waiting to find out where the genius is in this administration, because some of the things they're doing indicate that either they don't really understand what they're reading, or, of course, they could be choosing to not understand it, But I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination that they're malevolent in general to the structure, and then they just don't understand. It's like Obamacare. People creating something, and they really didn't grasp the nature of what it was they were doing. Just like Obama has never really cared to grasp the importance of the presidency because he has so much contempt for it.
Yeah.
They don't want to be a part of this. And, you know, Holder's contempt, now we're seeing it flow into new ideas that, of course, start with Obama, bracelets for people who own firearms, that the bracelet would be associated with the firearm functioning, the notion of drugs being sent through the U.S. Postal Service, of course, is simply a pretext to be able to start opening your snail mail now that they've opened all your email. They want to literally not stop for these next 2 years, and the average person is going to have to be very vocal with telling them no.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? We were warned about this administration's desire to fundamentally change America, and I'm still curious as to why over half of the voters didn't see it coming.
Well, you know what? Because I think we're a romantic society, and people believe that politicians, interestingly, of course, will say anything to get elected. And then on the other hand, they don't then attach that to the issue of character. And so they, in part, I think, didn't believe that anybody running to be president or wanting to have this kind of power wouldn't actually like the country or would do things deliberately to harm her, and that they would know what they're doing, that they presume the system would not allow people who didn't know what they were doing to reach such heights. Well, we've gotten a lesson, haven't we, that no election can be an experiment, that the president matters, that elections matter, and that if a politician says something to you, look at it all critically and then look at their past. But with Barack Obama, he was vague enough to where people could project onto him, and that's what he intended.
Yeah. One more thing before I let you run today. Didn't you want Gohmert to say to Holder, what are you going to do if I do go there?
Yeah, you know, I was so shocked with how Gohmert was almost like a frightened puppy when there was this ridiculous, with the Holder's absurd, like, you don't want to go, hey, buddy, you don't want to go there, okay? It's like Tony Soprano sitting there at the table. It's like, what? And if I do go there, I mean, I would have put my hands and said, woo, what if I do go there,
yeah.
Woo?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like high school, and to call a member of Congress, look, I'm not a big fan of Congress, but Gohmert then, I think, even emboldened him further by really retreating in a certain way, and it was unfortunate. Trey Gowdy did a great job. Karen
yeah.
Holt did a great job. But Gohmert, that's talk about a learning lesson there.
All right, folks, if you haven't read it, you'll want to check it out. Eric Holder's Contempt for the American People. Wherever Team Obama is taking the nation, you don't want to go there. It's by Tammy Bruce. Tammy, we'll talk next week. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you, Andy.
See ya. It is 1229 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned. There's more on the way, including this week's Golden Hammer Award, presented every week by the Washington Times for waste, fraud, and abuse. It's a good one today, guaranteed.